No matter what your electrician is driving, make sure it says Crosby Electric on the side. Crosby Electricians will take care of your electrical issues professionally and for a reasonable price.
Bill, you sure you know how to design these circuits?
Well, of course. And if I do get stuck, I got a secret weapon.
Oh, yeah?
YouTube.
Oh, boy.
Crosby Electric has been serving this area for over 50 years. We have the experience to do your job correctly.
Okay, let's try out these new air compressors.
Bill, you blew up my new compressors.
Yeah, sorry about that. Here, take my Jeep. It's yours.
What?
I'll just keep the horns, if that's okay.
Protect your property and yourself. Always call the experts at Crosby Electric or visit us at CrosbyElectric.com.
How would you like to live life in the fast lane? Then come into Wind Creek Wetumpka because we're giving away not one, not two, not three, but four 2020 Mini Coopers in our Minis, Money, and More giveaway. You can start earning your chances to win now. Then come in for the grand prize drawings every Saturday in March when you could be one of the lucky players who drives home in a 2020 Mini Cooper. So make it a Mini this March, only at Wind Creek Wetumpka.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to the Depot Furniture Gallery located inside Prattville Pickers. The Depot Furniture Gallery has the best selection of rustic furniture in the River Region. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can from Blue Water Broadcasting and the Depot Furniture Gallery.
To find out how you can help, visit newstalk931.com.
And now, a star is born. On March 6th, 1906, the world welcomed little baby Lou Costello.
Congratulations, it's a boy. Did you pick out a name for the baby?
Who?
The baby.
Who?
The baby, what's his name?
No, what is the name of his father?
What are you asking me for?
Lou Costello, a star is born.
Broadcasting from the Riverside Chevrolet Master Control Center, this is WACV Cusada, News Talk 93.1 FM. When it's Chevy, it's Riverside.
It's 7.
Stand by for news.
Fox News, I'm Lillian Wu. President Trump heads to Tennessee for a first-hand look at the devastation from Tuesday's tornadoes. Celebrities also showing their support.
Justin Timberlake posting on Twitter, Tennesseans are some of the strongest people out there, and I know we'll stick together and rebuild. Hashtag Nashville Strong. He also placed links in the tweet to Hands on Nashville and Red Cross. Longtime Nashville resident Taylor Swift donated $1 million to the Music City's Tennessee Emergency Response Fund.
Fox's Michelle Polino, overnight in Alabama. A man executed for his role in the deaths of three police officers.
Killed while trying to serve a warrant on a suspected drug house in 2004 in Birmingham. Nathaniel Woods wasn't the actual trigger man, but police say he helped to set up the ambush.
Fox's Jack Callahan. This is Alabama's first execution of the year. Woods had no last words. America's listening to Fox News.
Exciting and new. Come aboard. We've got Corona for you. Good luck. When you walk through the door, forget the gloves and the mask, 'cause we're leaving the shore. Adventure, your mind's on a quarantine.
And the insanity over the coronavirus continues. On Facebook this morning, on my page, you'll find a video of health experts telling you not to touch your face while they're touching their faces. Makes perfect sense, doesn't it? 40% of Americans who were asked in a survey done yesterday.
Our survey said
40% said Yes, you should be required to wear an ankle monitor if you're in quarantine, so that they know if you're leaving your quarantine. The WebMD symptom checker has seen crazy traffic. It has jumped 67,000%.
That's the last place you want to go.
And, by the way, vodka is not a hand sanitizer. It just gets battier by the minute. Which brand of vodka was it? First of all, hand sanitizer has to be 60% alcohol to be effective. Most vodkas are 40%. And a Tito, that's the... I never heard of it.
Tito's?
Yeah.
I've heard of it recently.
They're telling people not to use it. We want you to buy it, but you're wasting it if you're using it as a sanitizer. This I have yet to see. People buying condoms in huge quantities to cover their fingers so they don't have to touch elevator buttons. I got news for you.
Condom fingers.
If I'm in an elevator...
Get a glove.
Yeah.
Why do you have to buy condoms?
Exactly. If I see somebody reaching for the elevator button with a condom on their finger...
That's it. I'm out of here.
I'm not riding in the elevator with them.
Right. You just touched it with a condom. I don't know where that has been.
Toilet paper's been selling out. Again,
why?
Yeah, they said it's for people to use in an emergency. Well, I just don't get this. A doctor under quarantine in France had some reassuring words to calm people. He has the coronavirus, but it's been mild for him so far. He said dealing with his kids has been more exhausting than being sick with the coronavirus. I'm telling you, it's political, it's weaponized, and it's 7:08. So... it's really nice outside. Let's get the forecast.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking. Truckers, listen up. Would you like to be home every weekend and two nights during the week? Then you need to get in contact with Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest. Family-owned, family-operated. Wiley Sanders cares about you and your family. Wiley Sanders Trucking. Call him today.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some great weekend weather news. And finally, it's going to dry out for a few days. Lots of sunshine today. Should be a nice day with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Mainly clear, but kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weekend weather. Abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday. Upper 60s Sunday. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of some showers by late Monday afternoon. Better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Buying or building a new home comes with many difficult decisions. The mortgage process shouldn't be one of them. Let CBNS Bank's experienced mortgage lenders make the process easy. Visit a CBNS Bank office or cbsbank.com. All loans subject to credit approval. Member FDIC, equal housing lender.
Rich here for Plumbing by Lukewire. Now, you've heard and maybe used Lukewire for years for AC and heating. I have, because they've been around for 40 years doing that. But for over two decades, their plumbing department is second to none. Now, maybe you've had less than a satisfying experience with other plumbers over the years. They may have overcharged you during off hours. Well, give Plumbing by Lukewire a call. They never charge an overtime fee. They're available 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. And you're never going to be late for work waiting for them to show up, because when they say they're going to be there at a certain time, they're going to be there at a certain time. Anything from a broken pipe to installing a new hot water heater, they are the people. They are licensed. They are bonded. They're fully insured for your protection. As they say at Plumbing by Lukewire, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. But if it is, call Lukewire at 264-9666 or visit them at acbylukewire.com on the web and click on the plumbing tab.
Alabama certification number 84417.
Good work, Jay. It's 7:10. Today is National Day of Unplugging.
Well, that's not going to be me.
No. If you give up only one device today, your phone would probably make the biggest difference. Outside of work, people... 3 out of 4 people say they spend more time on their phone than any other device. Computers and tablets take up the rest of the vote. About 3 out of 4 people spend at least 3 hours a day looking at their phone. No wonder people are getting the stoops. I think that's a bigger threat than the coronavirus. You're going to see a lot of people with, what do you call it? That thing in the back, that scoliosis.
Curvature of the spine?
Yes. You know who had that, and you see it when you watch episodes of the show? Don Knotts.
Hmm. I had a slight case of it in...
So did my daughter.
I want to say it was around fifth or sixth grade. I went to the doctor, and they're like, he's got a little bit of scoliosis here.
Yeah, Janelle had a little bit, too. They gave her a brace to wear for a while, and...
I want to say it corrected itself. Yeah, it didn't say it that way. Hey, Nicole from Texas sent us a text. Said, tell Greg that I graduated from Auburn in 2006, and we were still told not to go over to Phoenix City.
Oh, really?
Because of the drug problems that they have.
Wow. Maybe it wasn't as cleaned up as I was led to believe. And for that I say,
sorry!
But that she's in Texas now, where it's totally safe.
Yes.
unless you're in Austin. And to some extent, San Antonio. It's 12 after 7. Random facts coming up in a minute. Somebody's going to win our $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question. They will also be eligible to win our grand prize drawing at the end of the show today, which also includes the works from Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto. Remember, if you're planning a spring break trip, you should drop your car off at one of the three locations. Highway 14 serving Prattville and Millbrook from behind the McDonald's. Bell Road just north of one in downtown at 408 Madison. Just get that checkup. Make sure you're heading off out of town with a car that has been thoroughly checked out by the best in the business. Customer service that exceeds your highest expectations at all three Don Duncan All-American Tire and Auto locations. Your local news and random facts. Next, I got to come up with a convoluted intro. I'm not there yet.
Alabama News Network, I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings back to Governor Ivey. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. And that's a look at today's headlines. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Hey, this is Todd with River Region Contracting. Most people know us as a premier roofing company with satisfied customers all over the state of Alabama. What you might not know is we also install seamless gutters. Seamless gutters are more affordable than you think. We have competitive pricing and colors to match your home. If you are in the market for seamless gutters, call us to set up an appointment for a free estimate today at 334-356-8635. That's 334-356-8635. Or go to riverregioncontracting.com or like us on Facebook.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers. We get Montgomery talking 24 hours a day. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
In honor of National Oreo Cookie Day, Oreo introduces Holy Mother of All That Is Good and Pure Mega Extra Thick Extreme Stuff Cookies. These cookies have so much extra cream filling, one cookie takes up an entire sleeve.
Three sleeves, three mega tall chocolate sandwich cookies.
Warning, there are dangerous levels of sugar, high fructose corn syrup, soy lecithin, and canola oil. Eat at your own risk. Each cookie is too wide to dunk in milk. Don't bother consulting your physician, because if you die from eating one of these bad boys, you went out doing what you love. New from Nabisco.
And now,
it's time for a double stuffed edition of
Random. Random Facts.
Wasn't that great, but...
It works. It works. Is it really Oreo Day, or you just use that one for the...
No, it is.
Is it? Because we got Bluebell delivery this afternoon. They're coming in this afternoon.
Ah, new flavor.
It's, I'll tell you what the new flavor is. Because it has to do with cookies. And... He scrolls through his phone, looking for it.
Oreo would be appropriate only because it is March 6th, is National Oreo Cookie Day.
It is Cookie Dough Overload.
March 6th is now Cookie Dough Overload Day.
Three different kinds of cookie dough in the ice cream.
I will have my tiny little cup Seriously, we have these little tiny ice cream cups.
They are tiny little ice cream cups.
Because
I usually get one of our bigger cups and tell him to put it in that one.
Well, I'm still doing keto, you see.
Yeah, you should be careful. Did you know the depictions of the mafia in The Sopranos were so accurate that real members of the mafia thought that they were being spied on?
Wow.
The reason we know this is because conversations of the real mafia were overheard while the FBI were indeed spying on them.
Wow. I mean, that was one thing I loved about that show. I thought it was authentic.
Yeah, the only thing I think they had complaints about, or I say they, the mafia, were saying that's a little bit too unrealistic, was that Tony would actually go out and pick up his paper. They're like, no. A guy of that high stature would never
be too risky
on a regular basis go out and pick up his paper. So that was apparently the only complaint. Did you know about glow-in-the-dark cats?
No.
Yeah. Scientists insert the GFP, which is green fluorescent protein, which they get from jellyfish. It's a gene that they'll insert into cats, along with another gene that blocks feline AIDS. They'll put that into a cat's unfertilized eggs. When the eggs are fertilized, the glowing cats are then produced, which means they also have the anti-AIDS gene.
Yeah, I did when I worked in TV in Florida, I did a whole thing on that feline AIDS thing, starring my cat at the time, Geisha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they don't glow necessarily. Don't glow in the dark, but they fluoresce. Cats would look pretty normal under normal light and in the dark, but under a black light, they would glow. They would glow green. So, look real trippy. Did you know, at the age of 35, Martin Luther King Jr. was the youngest man to have received the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964.
Didn't know that.
When notified of his selection, he announced that he would turn over the prize money to furtherance the civil rights movement. The prize money at the time was $54,123 in 1964.
I think that prize money is up in the quarter mil range now.
Probably, yes.
I mean, they've kind of diminished the legitimacy of the Nobel Prize based on who they give it to.
I'm a total bumbling idiot.
Yeah.
The oldest person to win a Nobel Prize was an 87-year-old named Joseph Rotblat.
Rotblat?
That's a great last name. He won in 1995 for the efforts to diminish the part played by nuclear arms in international politics and, in the longer run, to eliminate such arms. Which, you know, that kind of goes hand-in-hand with Nobel Peace Prize. Did you know the creators of Curious George, the monkey, the curious little monkey?
Yes.
They fled Paris on homemade bicycles just hours before Hitler's army invaded during World War II. The Rays were the creators. They decided that they wanted to bring several in-the-works manuscripts with them, managed to pack five in their meager belongings. One of them was the first Curious George book.
Hmm.
Sticking with World War II, did you know that Hitler loved Irish music?
That I did not know.
He invited an Irish musician to play for him in Berlin in 1936. However, there was no room for the musician to sit. So Hitler ordered an SS member on his hands and knees to act as a chair so the Irishman could perform his music.
Since you brought up Hitler, did you see this?
I see this on your page. I don't know what that is.
It's a new shoe from Puma.
And, oh, look at that.
And they say people are comparing it, that the shoes, when you look down at them from above, look like Hitler.
Okay, I see. Now I see. I didn't understand what that was, but now that you mentioned that, it has a very, what's the term?
A stretch?
Well, a stretch is one, but a simplistic view, I guess you could say. One of those, it's a term in art when it's very just very few things. I can't remember what it's called. Anyway, coming up on Random Facts, we're going to talk about a guy who trapped a sneeze and had a problem.
Ooh.
You don't do that. Mr. Rogers as a sniper during the war? We'll talk about that. The first ever speeding tickets that was ever handed out. The Bean Wars, which was a thing. A woman in Norway who had an interesting thing happen when she turned on her kitchen faucet in 2006. I know, I tried to tease these things.
I was going to say, is it sort of like Cousin Eddie when they turn on the microwave?
No.
Because he had that thing in his head, the plastic.
And we'll also talk about PBS NewsHour. That's all coming up on Random Facts. Hope that teased enough for everybody.
That was quite the tease. Specials at Food Outlet this week. Everything is cost plus 10 throughout the store. Ribeye, $7.88 a pound. Stock up. Ask the Food Outlet butcher to cut them to whatever thickness you desire. This is USDA meat. It's as good as anybody else's. And in many instances, $5 or $6 less per pound. Unless you think it's worth it to get it at a place that charges $12 or $13.99 a pound, I don't understand why you wouldn't at least check out Food Outlet and enjoy these incredible savings. And that's just for starters. A dozen large SureFine eggs, they're a buck. So if you win the $10 certificate, that's 120 eggs. Boneless pork loin, one of the easiest meals you can whip up in under an hour. $1.32 a pound. Just buy some cricket dust at Food Outlet. Shake it over the length of the pork loin. Pop it in the oven, 425, half hour per pound, and you're ready to go with a really great and lean meat. Large tomatoes are 88 cents a pound, and a 5-pound bag of sweet onions only $1.94, and we're just getting started. Throughout the store, it's cost plus 10 at Food Outlet on Highway 14 in Millbrook on Main Street, west of Highway 31, and I'll see you Sunday morning around 7:30 on Coliseum Boulevard next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. 7:24.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery on I-65 and 85 this morning, but the interstates are looking pretty good. Boulevard is busy all the way around the city with moderate traffic, and we have the report of a minor accident, Vaughn Road at the Eastern Boulevard. Use caution there. Watch out for emergency vehicles responding. Highway 231 out of Wetumpka, we got a lot of congestion at Jasmine Hill and Redland Road. A lot of folks skirting around that way this morning because of the Dozier Road being flooded and Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge being closed. All in all, we're looking pretty good right now, but it is going to get busy as we get into that early morning rush here in about 30 minutes or so. Keep it here. We'll keep you updated. Reinhart Toyota is looking for sales consultants. Write your own paycheck. Applicants must have a clean driving record and be over 21 years old. Call Reinhart Toyota to become a part of the team. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell J.
Get the tiger on your side and get the money you deserve. Call the Vance Law Firm, 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Do you ever wonder why some companies have built such a solid quality brand while others struggle with their quality of service? It's simple. It's all about the company culture. If ownership takes quality care of their team members, then their sales, admin, and service techs take pride in treating their customers with exemplary service. This is what happens when you use Weedman of Greater Montgomery. Hi, this is Terry. Our local management and co-ownership team of twins, Grant and Kyle Falk, give you double the caring attitude towards you, the customer. Actually, our customers say it best. Linda A. says, "We've used Weedman for 3 years. I would encourage anyone ready to change services and looking for a dependable lawn care service to give Weedman a try." Nicole S. gushes, "Weedman saved my lawn. It was horrible after years of another company going through the motions. Now my yard looks as good as the neighbor's who obsesses over his yard." Thanks, Nicole. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today for a free price quote. Lawn care companies are not all alike. Our caring culture sets us apart. Go to WeedmanUSA.com today.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas could generate significant funds for your organization.
Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Let's face it, moving is stressful. Whether it's a business trying to minimize downtime, a family saying goodbye to their home, or maybe just arranging new furniture in their new home. That's where Admiral Movers comes in. Hi, I'm Whit Mitchell, Montgomery native and new owner of Admiral Movers. For over 30 years, the River Region has trusted Admiral Movers' experienced team members to move its homes and businesses. It's a responsibility we don't take lightly. So no matter what your next move is, make sure it's Admiral Movers. And don't forget to mention News Talk to save 10% on your next move.
While you may be making sure your pet has everything they need, the River Region Humane Societies need your help too. Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort are doing something about it. Help stuff our Sprinter van full of badly needed shelter supplies. Bring your donations to Best Friends Pet Resort. We're here when you can't be. It's our annual Paw It Forward Pet Drive. Donate what you can. From Blue Water Broadcasting and Best Friends Pet Resort.
To find out how you can help, visit Newstalk931.com.
If it concerns your community, you'll hear about it on Newstalk 93.1. Newstalk 93.1 FM, WACV.
Spring forward, fall back. Spring forward, fall back. I know you can do it because you got the knack. Spring forward, fall back.
And now, how about if we spring back into part two of
Random?
Hey! Good job.
Thank you.
Did you know, in 2018, a man ruptured his throat by trying to trap a high-force sneeze?
I do that every afternoon.
Rupture your throat or trap a high-force sneeze?
No, I rupture my throat screaming.
Oh, no, yeah, you...
At the latest insanity in the news, yeah.
With nowhere to escape, the pressure ripped through the soft tissue in his neck. Trapping a sneeze could also damage the ears or even rupture a brain aneurysm. Don't do it.
No.
Don't do it. Did you know, at one time, there was a, well, not too long ago, actually, there was an internet myth about Mr. Rogers, that he was a sniper.
A myth about Mr. Rogers?
That's right.
So, do tell.
Well, it was a myth, so, and the screenwriters of that movie.
Yes.
I gotta stop doing this. A Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood, with Tom Hanks, America's favorite.
Yeah. Still not gonna see Greyhound.
They were doing their research. By the way, you don't have to see Beautiful Day in the Neighborhood. It's not bad. I watched it, but ugh, it's got some horrible transitions as far as, like, how they move from a scene to a scene and that sort of thing, that completely rips me out of a moment every time they did it. Be a great little moment, and then they would transition the scene in a stupid way that they were doing it, and I would completely, I would lose my, over the transition and feel disconnected.
Horrible actor.
It had nothing to do with him. It was the scene stuff. They discovered in their research that there was another Fred Rogers, who is a sharpshooter in the Marines. And his self-promotion confused a lot of people online into thinking it was the actual Fred Rogers. Fred was never a sniper in the Marines. Never happened.
We saw Mr. Wright. I'm going to kill you.
You sound a little bit like George Bush. the older Bush.
Right. Wouldn't be prudent.
Gonna snipe you. Did you know the first ever speeding ticket was issued to Walter Arnold on the 28th of January, 1896, over in Kent, England? He was blitzing through the town at 8 miles an hour, four times over the legal limit.
Oh, my God.
He was chased for 5 miles by police on bicycles and was fined £1 when he was finally caught.
So did they have a, I guess they must have had a ticket book.
I guess, I suppose.
And he was just the first one.
Yeah. Did you know in 1996, as a loss-leading tactic, British supermarkets competed so heavily on the price of baked beans that one store decided to sell them for minus £2?
effectively giving them away.
Yeah.
This period is referred to by economists as the Bean Wars.
Yeah. Memorable. I mean, I remember the gas wars in the 70s. Yeah, Bean Wars.
Lost a lot of good men that year. Did you know, in 2006, a Norwegian woman...
Yes.
She is from Norway.
Husker du?
Norwegian woman. She was living in an apartment above a pub. She had lived in an apartment above a pub, turned on her kitchen tap, and out came beer.
Interesting.
There was a plumbing error in the pub. They got water out of their taps, and she got beer out of her faucet.
A little switcheroo.
Yeah, it was quickly corrected and fixed, but yeah, for a minute there, just...
There is a story today, I forget where I saw it, or I'd look it up quickly, where some villages, they're all getting wine out of their taps.
Oh, really?
Yeah, but I can't find it fast enough to plug it in here. Remind me, I'll put it in stupid news.
I know a lot of moms who really need to know the name of this place.
I know I saw it.
And finally, did you know?
Oh, I found it.
Oh, good.
Holy cow, small village in Italy named Sedicani said the taps in their kitchens and bathrooms are dispensing red liquid instead of water. Many quickly identified it as the smell from Lambrusco Grasparosa, a locally produced wine. Winery officials said technicians discovered a technical fault that had caused wine to leak from a silo into water pipes, resulting in the spilled alcoholic beverage entering the water supply in the homes of residents. I knew I had seen it.
Right there in your stuff.
It was the thing.
Yeah, the thing.
You know, the thing.
Did you know, finally, a last random fact, when, and this has a tie-in with an event that, well, I say an event, something that happened yesterday, actually. When the PBS NewsHour lists their major financial contributors at the end of the program, the Rosalind P. Walter that they thank is Rosie the Riveter.
Wow. That's right, and we...
She passed away yesterday.
Yeah, we had that. Here's the thing. Mark Cumbie sent us the Rosie the Riveter song because he thought Rosie should have a song. Then Rosie was online and found out that she had died yesterday. That reminded me of the morning. We were talking about Green Acres and Ralph Monroe, and you looked her up, and she had died that day. It was weird.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Kind of Twilight Zone-esque.
I remember that.
Maybe we hadn't talked about Rosie the Riveter maybe once or twice, just coming up in conversation on the show. And then when we play that song, Rosie the Riveter, we find out that she had passed away that day at 95.
Yeah. Those are all of your random facts. Hope you've been paying attention because we got a contest.
Jay's going to talk to himself and come up.
I'm going to caucus myself.
With a $10 Food Outlet Pop quiz question while he's working on that. Let me remind you about all the fun that awaits you. Time change coming, more daylight. Enjoy it on something you can find at Adams Motorsports. They carry every great product line in outdoor fun. Motorcycles, scooters, jet skis, and more. The best names in the business. Kawasaki, Suzuki, Polaris, made right here in Alabama. The Kawasaki jet ski is in. Those are limited in supply. When they sell out, they don't get any more because each year's inventory is based on the previous year's sales. And they're a very popular item. So if you're thinking about that, it won't be long before the water will be warm enough to use them. Everything they carry, the manufacturers buy down the credit center. What that means is, you know, they can advertise a super low interest rate on a loan, and most people can qualify for it because the manufacturer wants you to have their product, so they buy down the credit standard. So you got a really, really excellent chance to get the lowest rates on your favorite products. Stop by and see Terry and his team Tuesday through Saturday, 9 to 6. They got a very highly rated service department there to support you after your purchase. You can start your credit app at AdamsMotorsports.com and browse their pre-owned inventory as well. AdamsMotorsports.com. See Terry, the much beloved and glorious Prime Minister of Playtime today. All right, ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, here he is, having talked to himself, Jay Scott, with today's $10 Fillet Pop Quiz question.
All right, I caucused myself, and I came up with this.
Martin Luther King Jr. won the Nobel Peace Prize in 1964. He was the youngest man to have received this prize. How old was he?
Okay. All we need is that number at 272-9228. 272-9228. First person with the correct answer wins. Everybody that calls qualifies for our grand prize drawing at the end of today's show. 736.
Good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have an accident at the corner of Vaughn Road and the Eastern Boulevard. Watch out for emergency vehicles working that one. A lot of cars on the East-South Boulevard from Troy Highway down past Baptist from 331 up to Norman Bridge Road. Taylor Road is getting busy. Atlanta Highway is building into Madison to downtown. We've already got that slowdown on 65 southbound into Montgomery at the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. I-65 and 85 moderate to heavy traffic through downtown Montgomery. And we're still seeing a big bunch of congestion on the Wetumpka Highway from Jasmine Hill past Redland Road and the River Bridge red lights. A lot of people coming around because the toll bridge is closed this morning. Use caution wherever you are. Keep it buckled up, and we'll keep you updated. Festival Plaza, the center of shopping in East Montgomery, has limited leasing space available. Festival Plaza, anchored by the AMC Theater, is at the corner of Taylor and Vaughn. Call David McClinton at 270-9177 for Montgomery Skywatch traffic. I'm Wendell Jay.
The Vance Law Firm has helped thousands of people get the money they deserve. Call them at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
This is Trina.
Yes.
Hi.
Trina. Hi.
Your first time caller?
I am.
I am so happy to hear that. Can we give her the big clap?
Please? Yes. Give her the big clap. Yes. How long have you been listening?
Well, I've recently got into listening to talk radio lately, and so you guys pretty much stay on all morning on my hour and something drive to work. So
oh my
the
God.
Last few months.
Where do you commute from?
Where am I what?
What's the commute? Where are you going from?
Oh, from up by Wallsboro to the Southern Boulevard to Alpha.
Goodness.
Wow.
Well, we're glad to keep you company on that trip.
Yes, it's our privilege. Now we're ready to give you a pine fries.
Well, how old was Martin Luther King when he won the Nobel Peace Prize, being the youngest to ever win it? How old was he?
35.
Yep. You got it, Trina.
Was that not... Go ahead.
I wrote it down to put in my family little messenger group chat we do every day because I found that quite interesting.
Do you have a group chat? You have a group chat with your family and you send them my random facts?
I do send them some random facts. My husband drives to Fort Benning, Georgia every day, and one daughter's in Montevallo at the university, and the other daughter lives in Hoover, so we just have a family group chat open and put stuff in there all the time.
Well, put that in there that I said hi to everybody in the family, and thanks for doing that for Miranda. That's wonderful. Just warms my black little heart.
And we hope that you'll participate again. Thank you. And Jay will be with you in a second to line up your prize. Let's say good morning to the gang, like the lovely Serena.
Good morning. Y'all have a great weekend.
You too.
Thank you.
Yeah, she gets the big trill. And this is Jason. I guess Jason hung up just before I took the call. All right. Rich is out enjoying himself. After this week, 4.5 inches of rain, his weather blog, of course, the Rich Thomas Weather Network, or also on my Facebook page, we got 4 nice days. Well, here he is. He'll tell you what I mean.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by JB Windows and Siding, powered by Jones Brothers Roofing.
Quality, beauty, value, and more. JB Windows and Siding has what you're looking for. Rich Thomas Weather.
Well, hi, everybody. We have some great weekend weather news, and finally, it's going to dry out for a few days. Lots of sunshine today. Should be a nice day with a high temperature in the low to mid-60s. Mainly clear, but kind of chilly tonight. Overnight low temperature down to the mid-30s. Tomorrow and Sunday, beautiful weekend weather, abundant sunshine. Low 60s Saturday, upper 60s Sunday. I think we'll be in the low 70s on Monday. Chance of some showers by late Monday afternoon. Better chance of rain Monday night into Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Are you strapped for cash but need a car right now? No problem. Get an auto loan from ASE and make no payment for 90 days. Apply online or visit a branch today. ASE Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASE. Terms and conditions apply. Equal opportunity lender.
And now, a gentle reminder about daylight saving time.
Sunday, 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 Sunday!
Sunday is daylight savings time!
Big excitement!
Moving the hands of your clock ahead 1 hour.
Unless it's a digital clock and then you just have to press some button.
Either way, the big day is Sunday!
Sunday!
Daylight savings time, Sunday at 2 a.m.
But you don't have to stay up until 2 a.m. to set those clocks ahead.
No!
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 Do it before you go to sleep on Saturday!
Saturday!
Right! That's what most people do anyway.
But either way, you're losing an hour.
Hour!
It's a big lost hour.
The most exciting day of the year!
And it's all happening on Sunday!
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 Sunday! Sunday! Sunday!
Stock futures are indicating there will be more selling today. Economists for leading financial firms tell the Wall Street Journal they believe the Federal Reserve will lower interest rates again at its meeting on March 17th and 18th. The market will be responding to the February employment report today. Costco says it's seeing panic buying as shoppers stock up on household cleaning products, essentials, and food following new reports of the coronavirus. Costco says its sales in February were up nearly 12.5%. Carnival Cruise shares are losing more ground after sliding 14% yesterday. Carnival owns the Grand Princess. The cruise ship docked off the coast of San Francisco because a traveler from a previous voyage died of the disease and four others became infected. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosolda, invested in you.
Logan is back, and she's exclusively on Fox Nation with an unflinching look at the border crisis.
What I care about is one thing, the truth.
And she's taking on the mainstream media, tackling the issues that matter to America, one story at a time.
This is me at my core.
No bias, no nonsense. Lara Logan has no agenda. The must-see docuseries is available now, only on Fox Nation. Start your free trial at foxnation.com.
Alabama News Network. I'm Andrew James. Here's a look at today's headlines. Governor Kay Ivey's study group on gambling met for the first time Thursday. This group will study the impact gambling could have on the state of Alabama. The group now has till December 31st to report its findings. Back to Governor Ivey. A Montgomery man wanted for domestic violence is now behind bars. We're told 22-year-old Alnikio Davis was taken into custody after he allegedly threw scalding liquid on a family member last month. He is expected to be charged with first-degree assault. And this week's rainfall totals have led to flooding across the river region. Dozier Road is closed past the Montgomery Wind Creek Casino up to the Emerald Mountain Toll Bridge at the Alabama River. Montgomery's Riverfront Park is also closed until further notice. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Andrew James.
Everything you ever wanted to know about a blue whale's tongue coming up in Animal Stories in just a few minutes. Bum, 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 bum.
This is David with the multi-award-winning Mr. Sandman mattress, and no, we are not going out of business. Sneakers Tennis Shoe Store is, and when their sale is over around the 1st of May, I will remodel the building and expand Mr. Sandman into one large store. To make room for construction crews and to clean out over 60 discontinued models, I am slashing prices on warehouses full of really nice beds, headboards, and mattresses. Serta, Beautyrest, Jameson, Diamond, Sutherland, Restonic, and other great factories have made changes to their lineups, and as a stocking dealer, I must liquidate the old to bring in the new. Twins, Twin Extra Longs, Fulls, Queens, and Kings are discounted throughout these two Mr. Sandman locations. We have hybrids, memory foams, latex, and plain old mattresses. We also carry a wide selection of adjustable bases, always discounted. Mr. Sandman Mattress on the Atlanta Highway. In other news, time is running out to sign up for the Lehigh Class of 70 50th Reunion. We have to order name tags and other items, so don't miss out on a great reunion.
This is Sarah.
Hi, I'm Sarah.
Sarah was looking for a job, but wanted to stay local.
That's right.
First, she built a giant satellite, then launched it into space to send a signal transmitting her resume. This did not lend Sarah a job, but it did start a war with the Zarkon Nebula.
I went too far.
Yes, Sarah went too far. But you don't have to go too far to go far. Montgomery area help wanted.com. only posts local jobs, so employers are way more likely to respond to your application and offer you a job. Montgomery area help wanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Action, adrenaline, big wrecks, and bigger laughs. The SLE Rodeo is bringing the best in PRCA bucking stock and entertainment by hometown rodeo clown Trent McFarland. Join us at Garrett Coliseum March 19th through the 21st. Learn more at SLERodeo.com.
Have you been in a manufactured home lately? Manufactured homes have come a long way, now featuring many different custom design options. From farmhouse looks to more modern styles, today's manufactured homes are made with clean lines, open floor plans, great lighting, and high-end finishes. If you want to learn more about how you can own the home of your dreams at an affordable price, visit the Alabama Manufactured Housing Association website, almha.org, to find a retailer near you. That's almha.org.
Hi, this is Don Duncan with Don Duncan's All-American Automotive and Tire. Just want to say a big thank you to Blue Water Broadcasting. They've been a big partner in our success. And again, thank you guys so much for all you've done for us. If you need anything, come see us. Again, this is Don Duncan with All-American Auto and Tire.
News and talk without the static. The River Region's most trusted voice. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Simba. At 7:47 on News Talk 93.1 FM, it's time for today's edition of Animal Stories. True Tales from the Wild Kingdom. Wolfman brings us to the vocal. It's Friday. I should be razor sharp.
Good job.
All right. Now, let's see if I can do this properly. This is... Ragtop sent me this. It's a dog that can howl with wind chimes.
Look at that big fluffer.
He's a fluffy.
Oh, there's another fluffer.
Yeah. What's going on here is this dog is kind of provoking itself.
He is. Like, do it again. Because he's all, he's, don't just, he's a big fluff. There's another one.
If you would like to meet the dog known as Big Fluff.
Big Fluff.
Big Fluff. I would put that on my Facebook page immediately. And on a Rich Thomas level, that is
adorable.
Okay, in other stories. In other animals.
Somewhere. There's other animal stories.
Oh, here it is.
Okay.
The blue whale tongue.
The blue whale tongue?
If I may borrow from your history with rather random facts. A blue whale's tongue, not tusk, can weigh as much as an elephant, and their heart can weigh as much as a car.
Yeah.
Now that you say, I thought that was
fascinating.
Before we go on to our story about a llama. A guy named Mendel Weinstock from University Heights, Ohio, was in the car with his sister, Reva, that's spelled I-V-A. He was 14 at the time. He's 19 now. She was 17 then and now 21. So Mendel decided to annoy her, little brother style, by saying, if you make me come to this wedding, I am going to bring a llama with me. Playing the role of the llama was a sheep. He posted a picture of Reva's furious reaction on Reddit, and it went viral with more than 156,000 upvotes.
Wow.
He did show up at her wedding with a llama dressed in a tuxedo. Says it cost him $450 to rent the llama. It was worth it just to get her reaction. And those are your answers. At 7:50, 10 before 8, here is Jay Scott.
No, this was.
With a word about Millbrook Family Chiropractic.
Hey, folks, it's Jamin. Wanted to tell you about Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Passley and his staff are there to help you in Millbrook at 285-8483. And you can go online to their website and pretty much do everything you need outside of actually seeing them. You can make an appointment. You can find out all the insurances that they will accept, which are most, almost every single one of them. You can also find out some of the services that they offer, which you might not think you would get from a chiropractic service. Yes, they offer a lot of different things. It is called Milberg Family Chiropractic, but I tell you, they just want to make you feel better and make you live a better life. And they can do that. Call them at 285-8043, but you can go online and find out everything. MilbrookChiropractor.com. Make an appointment online. Fill out your new patient forms online. You can do it there. You can find out their exact location, their hours, online as well at MilbrookChiropractor.com. Also, if you go in, you know, I'm sure Dr. Pasley has a guitar in his office.
Yes. He's good.
He might strum a few notes for you. And he's an avid runner as well. It's Milbrook Family Chiropractic. Don't forget to find him online at MilbrookChiropractor.com.
What was that you called the dog?
I called him a Big Fluff.
Big Fluff. I put Big Fluffy. Let me take the Y out.
Or Floof, if you're Norwegian.
All right, I removed the and now it's Big Fluffy.
He's a Big Floof.
I was going to take that call.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah. Call back whoever you were.
We're sorry. We're doing our best. We're shorthanded today. In more ways than one. This afternoon, this has been, in addition to the insanity happening around the coronavirus, who would have ever dreamed you would see a stock market that would set a record high on one day, drop almost 1,000 points or did the next, go up 1,000 points, have its second best day on Wednesday, and then this is crazy.
Yes,
Tuesday. Then Wednesday. And then yesterday. Brett McDonald will join us. I really have no idea what to think. You had to check those futures?
Let's see.
I'm hoping that we're supposed to be up based on practical history. I don't think I'll put that Puma story on Facebook. And thank you, Ragtop, for the Big Fluff howling to the wind chimes. That was cute.
I'm doing this completely blind. I don't really know. Going to Yahoo Finance here. I typed in stock futures. Okay, 7:49 a.m. Eastern.
Yes.
Which would have been 6:49 a.m., so an hour behind.
Which sound effect do I hit?
U.S. stocks were on track for another down day. Off more than 2%.
Oh, God. All right, well, that's kind of what Brandt forecast yesterday afternoon. I was hoping for some luck there. We have good news coming up next hour.
That's not too... Okay, so down 76 points at the start. That's not as bad. I mean, it's still... Yeah, still down, but yeah.
Yeah. Hey, in case you haven't heard, we changed the clocks on Sunday.
Oh, wait, I'm sorry. That was S&P 500. Dow futures... never mind. Dow futures 611. Down.
Wow. Whatever way, I've never seen a week. You'll see a week where the market will probably end up moving a total of 5,000 points one way or the other, all days combined.
You know, we got a finance guy on our staff. Well, I say on our staff, but you know what? Dan Morse. Yeah. It's what he does. It's what he does for a living. And I have not necessarily, and I've worked with him before, but I've learned more about the stock market in the past 3 weeks.
Yeah.
Than I ever have. In my 41 years of being alive on this earth.
I listen to Dan so I know what to think when I get on the earth.
Well, I necessarily can't listen to him because I'm obviously working and stuff. But I've only, since Rich has been here and been concerned with it, and you guys have been concerned with it and watching it on the screen and stuff, I hit up the Google and learn about it, but not enough to want to do anything about it or get into it. But it's a slippery slope.
This corona thing, it's affecting not just supply chains, but the travel business, airlines, they're all getting hit really hard. what do we have in this country, like 124 confirmed cases? That's, I don't know. I'm on the side that this has been weaponized. And that speaks to the 5 cases of water in our pantry that I noticed yesterday. When
oh,
I
was, really?
Yeah. I'll be washing my hair in Kirkland water. 756, should we send flowers to Rich's car at MPB? It's in the new patient wing. Rich Thomas wing will become even more of a tourist attraction in the days ahead. Montgomery Paint and Body is where you want to take your car if you've been in a fender bender, a serious one, a minor cosmetic damage, whatever the case. Bring it to them because they are thorough in assessing the damage that needs to be repaired, and they won't consider repairing the car unless they fix it all, period. That is the premise, that is the founding principle, I should say, that Montgomery Paint and Body was built on more than 35 years ago, and they've stuck to their guns. They know when you're in a wreck, the hassle. I'm just talking to Rich this week with all the grief you got to go through, renting a car and filling out reports and talking to insurance companies. So at the end of all that, they return a car to you that is stunning, that looks almost as good, maybe even better than the day you bought it. That's what they strive for each and every time. So more bang for your buck. Bad pun, but MPB delivers. On the boulevard at East Shirley Lane, their number is 27REC with a W. 757, let's see what's happening. Now, usually we seem to have fewer wrecks on days when people are compelled to drive more carefully because of rain. Then when the sun comes out, nobody pays attention and stuff happens.
Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
Well, good morning. This is Montgomery Skywatch traffic. We have heavy traffic on I-85 and 65 into downtown Montgomery this morning. Those morning slowdowns at Mount Meigs on 85 southbound all the way to Taylor. Also a slowdown on 65 southbound past the 143 on-ramp from Millbrook. We have a very congested East-South Boulevard from Norman Bridge all the way past Baptist to Troy Highway. An accident on the East Boulevard at the corner of Vaughn Road and East Boulevard. That's causing some backups towards I-85. We've also got very heavy traffic on 231 out of Wetumpka and congestion at the Jasmine Hill, Redland Road, and River Bridge red lights. Please use caution wherever you are this morning and buckle up. We will keep you updated. Central Alabama Works presents Career Discovery at Trenum State. This hands-on expo allows 8th graders to explore careers in high-demand jobs. Go to centralalabamaworks.com for more info. For Montgomery Skywatch Traffic, I'm Wendell Jay.
If you've been in a wreck, don't call one of those out-of-town lawyers. Call the Vance Law Firm at 333-3333.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
If you live or work in the downtown area and need vehicle maintenance, C-Square Performance Automotive is now open, servicing vehicles from the high end to the